Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We are glad you can be with us this week as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
I want to share about an experience I had at Mass. My wife, Anne, and myself were at a baccalaureate Mass. Our oldest grandchild in the area, Charlie Beldante, is graduating from a local Catholic high school, Father Gabriel Richard High School. And so we went to the Mass the day before graduation. And it was a beautiful Mass. And everybody who said anything, the principal, the president of the school, the chaplain, the visiting priest, all gave such wonderful witness to Christ. And, you know, years ago, when our own children were growing up, we didn't think that we could send them to this particular Catholic high school, Father Gabriel Richard High School. It wasn't in good shape in those days. It wasn't teaching the true faith like it is today. So we were just all pretty excited and pretty grateful that the Lord has done such wonderful things with this high school. And it is so focused on the Lord and the Catholic faith in a really good way. But anyway, I had read something from St. John Vianney in the last couple weeks that has really been on my mind, and it really kind of came back to mind at Mass. So this is what I read. St. John Vianney, as you know, is the patron saint of a priest. He lived in the middle of the 19th century. He just absolutely fiercely contended for the salvation of his people through prayer, fasting, love, sacrifice, and God gave him many gifts to read souls and help people be reconciled to God. So this is what St. John Vianney said. All good works together are not of equal value with the sacrifice of the Mass, because they are the works of men, and the Holy Mass is the work of God. Martyrdom is nothing in comparison. It's the sacrifice that man makes of his life to God. The Mass is the sacrifice that God makes to man. Wow, it just got me thinking about so many things, and what an awesome thing it is that God is sacrificing to God for the sake of man. God is sacrificing to God for the sake of our salvation. God is sacrificing to God so that the sins of men may be forgiven and that eternal life may be restored. I just never kind of quite thought about it quite like that, but Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, is offering his life in sacrifice. Now, it's a perfect sacrifice. It's way beyond in so many magnitudes. It's infinitely beyond the value of our own sacrifices. But I found myself praying last night, Lord, include me in your sacrifice. Take me into your sacrifice. Let my little sacrifice of my life be given the value that you give to what's part of your sacrifice. And I just felt like I just got to be part of Jesus' sacrifice. My own sacrifice isn't much, but Jesus' sacrifice is so much. And then I really felt like, wow, Lord, include me in your perfect sacrifice. Include me in your acceptable sacrifice. Include me in your saving sacrifice. Include me in your love of the Father. And I really felt like what I was praying was true. It's a prayer that the Lord wants us to pray, and I was just praying it with a fullness for the first time. And it made me think of certain scripture passages that show me how biblical this really is. For example, in Colossians chapter 4, Verse 24, Paul says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake and in my flesh," in my body. "I complete what is lacking in Christ's sacrifice and afflictions for the sake of his body, the church." Now, we know, and I've talked about this before, and you've heard it many times, we know that there's nothing lacking in the sacrifice of Christ, no. But the Lord is leaving room for us to join his sacrifice. The Lord is leaving room for us to participate in the salvation of the world. The Lord is leaving room for us to participate in his perfect sacrifice. The Lord is leaving room for us to participate in his fierce love for God the Father and his zeal for the Father's house and his desire to obey the Father. It's pretty amazing. He could have done it all and just applied it to us without our participation. But that's not how it works. And this is a really important principle. This is a really important truth. We need to desire to be included. And not just included in this action or that action, but to be included with the sacrifice of our entire life. And that reminded me of another scripture passage in Romans chapter 12, where Paul says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren." And I appeal to you in this small little way in which I appeal to you today, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is pure and acceptable and perfect. There's only one sacrifice, there's only one life that's been pure and acceptable and perfect, that's been good, that's been perfectly in conformity to the will of God, and that's the sacrifice of Christ. But here Paul is saying, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. And this means that every part of our life, every second of the day, every moment, every breath we breathe, we should desire it to be included in the breath of Jesus, to be included in the prayer of Jesus, to be included in the suffering of Jesus, to be included in the sacrifice of Jesus, to be included in the love that Jesus has for his Father and the love that Jesus has for us. So, we know that in principle, God the Father has ordered the plan of salvation so that everybody, without exception, is called to be included. But we have to make a decision. So tell the Lord, if you haven't already, "Lord, I want to be included. I want to join my little, poor little life to your amazing life and be included in your amazing sacrifice, which is perfect, which is poor, which is good, which is perfect, which is just infinite. I want to be included. Include me, Lord. Take me with you. Take me up into your sacrifice. Take me home with you to the Father's house. Take me even now so that my life is hidden with your life in God, which will be manifest on that glorious day when you come again in glory to judge the living and the dead and to raise us from the dead." So many are called. Many are called. But sadly, only few are chosen. Now, who's chosen? Who's chosen are those who want to be part of the sacrifice of Christ, those who want to be part of his life, those who want to be part of his obedience to the Father, those who want to be part of his love of the Father. And at the Eucharist last night, I don't know, this was just deeply kind of penetrating my soul, and I kept telling the Lord, "Lord, take me into your sacrifice. I want to be included. Lord, take me, include me." And I believe the Lord has. I believe the Lord has included us for many, many years, those of us who have been baptized and confirmed. But we need to wake up to what we've been included in, and we need to accept it. We need to desire it. We need to will it. We need to renew our commitment to it. Lord, I want to be included in you. I want to be included in your living sacrifice. I want my body, my whole life, to be part of your living sacrifice as you offer yourself to the Father for the salvation of the world. And thank you, Lord, for leaving room in the universe, leaving room in your redemption for us to participate. We're eternally grateful. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.